Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is facing protests from members of his own Syriza party after accepting harsh austerity measures in exchange for a new international bailout. In order for the deal to move forward, the Greek parliament must accept pension cuts and other reforms by Wednesday, 10 days after voters rejected similar reforms in a referendum. After European leaders pressed Greece to accept the austerity package, the hashtag #ThisIsACoup trended on social media. Greek Defense Minister Panos Kamenos accused Germany of staging a coup.
Εχθές ο πρωθυπουργός της χώρας.
Yesterday, the country's prime minister faced a coup by Germany, but also by other countries like the Netherlands, Finland, and the Baltic states, a coup that reached the point that Greece's prime minister was blackmailed with the collapse of the banks and a haircut on deposits. I want to be clear that this deal is beyond the agreement that political leaders made with the Greek president and that the Greek parliament approved. However, this agreement, which also brought up new information, speaks of 50 billion euros worth of guarantees concerning public property. It speaks of changes to the law, including the confiscation of homes. It refers to a total collapse of constitutional values. We cannot agree to that.
King Monday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Greece was left with little choice but to accept the austerity measures.
We fought hard for 6 months, and until the end, we battled to get an agreement to get the country back on its feet. We were faced with a very difficult decision within hard dilemmas. We took the responsibility to decide in order to avert the most extreme plans by conservative circles in the European Union. Today's agreement keeps Greece in a state of financial stability. It gives the possibilities for a recovery.